In fact, Milarepa, he said, I am a king. There's no king like me. I have such wealth. Milarepa, as you know, was Tibet's great saint, yogi, and poet who inspired millions of people. But he spent years in retreat in the humblest condition, wearing just a loincloth and eating nettles, so much so that his body's become emaciated and become almost green.
Faith is the firm foundation of my heart. Diligence forms the high walls. Meditation makes the huge bricks. And wisdom is the great cornerstone.
Here he says, I'm a king. There's no king like me. I have such wealth. I have the seven attributes that lead to enlightenment. I have the eight noble paths. This is my wealth.
With these things I build my castle, and it will last as long as truth eternal. Your worldly houses are delusions, made prisons for the demons.
My treasure house is filled with these riches. I have the sky above as my castle. I have the ground below as my estate. I'm the happiest king in the world. This is what the Dingu Kensa Rinpoche says to this guy. Once you have this view, all that the delusory perception of the samsara may rise in your mind, you'll be like the sky. When the rainbow appears in front of it, it's not particularly flattered. And when the clouds appear, when the dark clouds appear, not particularly disappointed either. There's a deep sense of contentment. You chuckle from inside as you see the facade of samsara nirvana. This view will keep you constantly amused with little smile bubbling away all the time. Enjoy yourself. This self. Then you'll be happy. Understand? And I wish you that. I wish you, my deepest wish is that you discover that for yourself. This great treasure. That you keep bubbling, 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 and it become contagious also.
Faith is the firm foundation of my house. Diligence forms the high walls. Meditation makes